The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nathan Cones with Carroll Broadcasting and Aaron Summers with Pocahontas Record Democrat. Nathan, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Hey, Senator, thanks for having us on. Earlier this week, Representative Feenstra was saying he was feeling pretty confident that a farm bill renewal would get through by the end of the year, just after the election. I just wanted your thoughts on that and what you see the timeline being for the farm bill renewal.
I'll answer the question from two standpoints, my own point of view and also some rumors that are floating around town. Number one is I think it's going to be impossible with just 2 weeks in November and 3 weeks in December to get a farm bill done. So I think there's going to be a one-year extension at that point. Also, the rumors are this, that there's some negotiations going on between the House Agriculture Committee and the Senate Agriculture Leadership, not the entire committee, because I'm on the committee, so I haven't been contacted on this, that maybe they can put together a compromise that will be passed before Christmas. But even such a compromise, I think, would be difficult to get passed unless it was stuffed into some other bill, which is not a very good way to legislate. So I've sent a signal to the Republican leader of the Senate Agriculture Committee that I expect if we're going to have a farm bill before the end of the year, that it would go through the committee and be handled by what we call regular order, which gives a chance for debate and amendment, because quite frankly, I have some ideas that I'd like to have incorporated in the farm bill, and it was just negotiated between the leaders of the two committees. It seems to me that that's going to crowd us out of any participation, and I don't like that. Let's go to Ms. Summers.
Thank you, Senator. What are some of the ideas you would like to incorporate into the farm bill?
My annual attempt, when I say annual, every 5 years that a farm bill comes up, I try to put a limit on the amount of help that one farmer can get from the farm bill, so we aren't subsidizing big farmers to get bigger yet and be unfair competition to the young family farmer. Then I'd like to see some improvement in the crop insurance law. Those aren't major changes, but I'm co-sponsor of a bill that Senator Hoven has. He's from North Dakota. Some ideas that he has on improving crop insurance. And then we have Proposition 12, which is a California law that is going to hurt producers in Iowa, and other states are moving in the same direction. And under Congress's power to regulate interstate and foreign commerce, we can't have one state setting prohibitions for selling pork products in California, unfair to Iowa, the number one pork producer state in the nation. And so I'd like to get that override of the California law in the farm bill as well. Let's go to Cone.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Senator. Your staff sent out a press release last week talking about the current budget year's deficit reaching $1.8 trillion under the current administration. Just wanted you to talk a little bit about the ballooning, not only deficit, but the ballooning debt as well, and what you see as the lifespan for how long America can keep spending like that.
Well, in most of the 99 county meetings I have every year, the debt issue comes up. People are confounded by the fact that as families, they have to balance their budget, and the federal government doesn't have to. So I'll give you what's going on right now for this year in 25, but beyond 25 fiscal year, I can't tell you if anything better is going to happen, but it should happen. But for 24, the year we're And now we had a bipartisan rule that we weren't going to appropriate more in 24 than we did in 2023. And then for 25, there'd only be a 1% increase. And if we'd keep that up for a few years, it would help the fiscal situation tremendously. But the election's going to have more to do with this than anything else, and I can't predict the outcome of the election at this point. So I can't give you much more information than the policies we have in place for 24 and 25 ought to continue into the future. But I don't know that they will. Summers?
Thank you. In Pocahontas, we have had a situation where presidential campaign signs are being defaced and stolen from people's yards. What message would you give to Iowans? You know, this is a contentious election season, but what message and advice can you give to folks who are having their signs stolen and to the people who are taking people's signs?
Just as Democrats would not want Republicans to deface their signs, I would hope Democrats wouldn't want to deface Republican signs. And maybe it's an independent doing it. But these signs are nothing more than the First Amendment of rights of people to have freedom of speech. And we ought to respect the freedom of speech and the incivility that have entered into our political dialogue in recent years. And the defacing of signs is part of that. It's just abhorrent that in a democracy where we ought to have free expression and constitutional right to that free expression, it ought to be respected by both sides, and that we ought to be able to, if we have divergent points of view, we ought to be able to discuss them civilly with each other without getting mad about it. And I think defacing a political sign is the fact that people are not civil in their dialogue. Back to Cone.
Yeah, Senators, you're probably aware early voting opens tomorrow in Iowa. There's been a lot of commentary, whether it's baseless or not, kind of what your input on. People concerned about mailing in their ballots, whether it'll be counted properly or if people will, if it'll be properly tracked, that type of thing. If you could just kind of describe what your current stances and feelings are on election security, election integrity heading into the presidential election.
Well, we've got 50 different state laws dealing with elections in a little different way because the U.S. Constitution says state legislatures can determine the manner of voting, and there's very little federal law in this area, and so it's a little difficult to give you a statement that affects all, but at least for Iowa, I have very much confidence of the security and the fairness and the accurate counting of ballots on Election Day, and that we're going to have a fair and free election in Iowa. For Philadelphia and Chicago, I think you're going to have some cheating, probably not enough to affect the outcome of an election, but I just hear rumors about how they handle collecting ballots in those big cities, and it worries me that it's probably not as secure and honest and fair as it should be. As far as early voting is concerned, Mrs. Grassley and I are going to vote tomorrow, the first day of voting in Iowa, and I want to vote early. I don't want to do like some people say, vote early and often, but vote early because I want to make sure that we don't have a blizzard on Election Day and can't go vote, et cetera, et cetera. And I think all Iowans ought to think about voting early, and particularly for Republicans that prefer to vote on Election Day as opposed to early, I would just simply say to Republicans that we have learned from the Democrats that they vote early and by mail or by going to satellite polling stations to vote. And a lot of times the Democrats have an election won even before Election Day, And so we ought to learn from how the Democrats have done it, as long as it's done in a fair way, and do it exactly the same way. And that's why you're going to find the Grassleys and hopefully our five kids and a few grandchildren that can vote to vote early as well. And I just hope that happens. But overall, I think we're going to have a free and fair election and ballots counted accurately. Summers, yours is the last question.
Thank you, Senator. If Vice President Harris were to be elected as president, what would be your number one concern about a Harris presidency?
Spending too much money, and because they have a philosophy that we don't have a spending problem, we have a taxing problem. So they want to raise taxes. If they were going to raise taxes to reduce spending and the deficit, that's one thing. But I think they want to raise taxes and spend more money. And that'd be the number one concern. And then the result of that is the inflation that we've had for the last 4 years and a flare-up of that inflation again. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Nathan and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.